Shalom Yisrael.
We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for the blessings of Yah shall shower upon Israel this day. Shalom. Hallelujah. You may be seated. May the fullness and the blessings of our Abba, the revelation and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach, rest upon Israel. We barak him this day and our blessings unto him. With our mouths open, because we know that the issue flows from the inward parts, from our love. So we barak Yah for all things, for his watchful care over Israel in a time whereby the powers of hell has caused the minds of this generation to become more demented, without focus or even thought of the Most High. When a generation at a time, unless we have the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach, we're not going to overcome the powers that oppose Almighty Yahweh. There is a mindset that has been birthed from the belly of hell. It is an institutionalized mindset. We see it in the academics, your universities, your schools, and every process of life. As the powers that be began to train the minds of your children, because you trust your children with them and not with the word of Yahweh. They began to train their minds. They began to implement in them this thought process that is diametrically opposed unto Almighty Yahweh. For it has disdain, disregard, it has no respect for the authority and the power of Yah's ability to rule in the midst of this earthly sphere. And so the minds are trained. The televisions, their media, it trains the minds to oppose Yah. And that is why Israel must go back to the ways of the ancient. Those that understood the script of Yah had the power of his ability and his anointing resting not only on them, but in them. And it was evident because they brought Mishpatim judgment unto Israel. It is by the power of Yah's judgment that our minds, our ways are corrected, that we may walk in the lights and the promises of Yahshua HaMashiach. And when the light began to shine and radiate from us, then the power of his Torah becomes a great delight unto Israel. And the reason it is not so, because the minds today are oppressed. Yah has subject us to this oppression. Now that is what the book teaches. We can reject that, because we're looking for our own little fantasized world, this world that is surreal. But this is what Yah has warned us and foretold us of the experiences that we would experience. And because the powers that be, the powers that control your everyday activity, it has caused your mind to be turned away from the simplicity of the revelation of his identity. And so we don't know who speaks to us. The voice of Yah is strange unto us. He is like some distant being, because we have not become familiarized with his attributes. And the only way we're going to become familiarized with him is that we understand what he commands Israel. And we do not understand the principles of his dictates, then we will begin to dictate our own principles. And we will begin to walk opposite of what he commands us. And then when that begins to happen, we'll find this frivolity of folly and religious practices. That every man has his own ways, lies from hell. That I have the ability to interpret lies from the gutter of hell. That is why he placed over them the Levites, that they would shed the light of Torah unto Israel. They would not have to go out and labor on a job or plant the fields, but there will be enough for them that they could spend time in the Torah and understand the finite details of the Torah today. That they could depart unto Israel and show them the way plainly, that their sins, their corruptions, their defiance of the Torah, that there was a penalty to pay, that they had great understanding, they had a tremendous knowledge of the coming of this HaMashiach that would deliver them from the bondage and the power of this corrupt flesh, which is enmity against Yah. Our flesh hates Yahweh. And so he has given us fleshly rulers today. We will not allow him to rule us by his Ruach. We will not allow the power of HaMashiach rule us. And so he has given us over unto the oppressors, those that oppress, and they are wicked men. You can reject it. It makes no difference. It is either that the scroll declares that, or it is a total fabrication. And if this man is deceived, he is a proponent of lies, disregarding what the Torah teaches, then I will certainly get myself out of this presence of this crazy fool that stands before you. But if this is legitimate, then we better obey what he commands us, that these powers will not, they will not draw out of us the strength of the testimony of Yahshua. You're not overcoming without the power of that testimony. I do not care about your rituals and your practices. You're not overcoming without the power of that testimony. You'll become weary. That's why many are fading in their mind. That's why we must consider Yahshua. He endured such contradiction and oppression of this wicked government that Yah had laid in order. Unless we become weary in our minds, we began to faint. We began to come weak. And it's one thing that when one's immune system is not a strengthened one, they become subjected, they are able to receive any kind of disease that will come their way. They do not have the power to resist. Yahshua is our power to resist. It is that mind that gives us the strength to resist. You cannot do it of your own strength. You have no strength. We're weak things. Without character, we have no ability. You can think highly of yourself all you want to. You understand that's what the enemy does. Did he not try to exalt himself above the throne of Yah? And believe me, this Jezebel spirit is doing the same thing today. In these whorehouses that have the indoctrination of hell, that they say that we will become like the Most High, like hell, you will. You will not become like him. The power of our likeness unto him is that we walk in the mind of Yahshua. Not these serpents of hell that feed and bottle feed these ritualistic rituals of religion that make the people at ease in their state. They're birthed by hell. They're gathering them for the judgment of Yahweh. For his hand shall be revealed upon all nations of the earth. And no nation is going to escape. That is why it behooves us, Israel, to know what the scroll teaches. For the powers that are at this time, and the governments that are, they are established by Yah. I do not care if it's the neocons in their conservative diatribes, or the liberal-minded converts of neoconism, that they think that this nation is the supreme nation. There is only one nation that is supreme, and it is the nation of Yah. I do not care whether it comes out of Palestine or Israel, from the Likud party or the Knesset, or whether it comes out of the Federation of Democracy, from Merkel's government in Germany. It is all established by Yah. It makes no difference. And there's a purpose for that. And the reason we don't understand, because we don't give Torah unto Yah. There's not a blessing of light. That is what the Torah is. It is a blessing. It is a barakah. It is a life-flowing blessing that flows from Israel. And the thing that flows from us is this despondence. We are broken down like weak things. We have not the character of Yahshua. Not one bone of HaMashiach was broken. And the body of Israel, Yaakov, you shall be known as Israel. You shall prevail against even your enemy, the Esau's of the world. Now we crumble like children. That's why your children oppress you today. We don't have the Ruach of Yahshua. We have this thing that has come from the belly of hell. It is not the living power of Yah in this nation today. It is not the power of His life. For the minds are trained to disregard Him, to disrespect. The parents instruct and teach us, and teach them to disregard the principles of Yah. And they go wayward and astray, following their own delusional principles that brings about death and separation. And every kind of debacle you can think of, they are encased or enslaved under the power of sin. They are slavery or serving in slavery unto sin. Yahshua made us free from the power of this flesh to give us liberty that we can truly worship Yah. The powers that be, they are established by Yah. For the heart of the king is in the hand of Yah. As He turns the rivers of the waters, so He turns the heart of the king. He's given this sluttish Jezebel nation. How do I know that? I can see the product of it. The sons are effeminate. The daughters are whorish and wicked. I listened to a man of the day. As he began to dialogue about his daughters, he said he had a daughter. She was 17 years old. And he said to her, as he began to teach her of those things that are forbidden, that she preserve her integrity. The world teaches you not to do that. It raises up these Jezebels birthed out of hell and cause your children to admire them. This is a religious power that is in operation. That's all it is. That's nothing to do with Yah. Nothing at all. And so the man said, he talked to his daughter, and she says to him, "Daddy, my friends and I know about that. We got that under control. She will not adhere to the wisdom of the wise." You understand that is what Shaitan did. He will not adhere to the counsel of the Almighty. So he said, "I will exalt myself." And so the mindset today says, I have the ability logically to think. And my understanding equates with those that have experienced certain things and they've experienced nothing. And so she comes back after some time with a head bowed, tears in her eyes. He looks at her and says, "What's wrong? Tell me." She says to him, "Daddy, I'm pregnant." He says to her, "Where is the young lad that has impregnated you?" She says to him, "He left me. And he said that you will have the baby by yourself. It is your baby. And he has another friend that he's engaged in the same improper activities today." You allow that damnable thing into your home. You allow these accursed books to flood your homes. They promote these Jezebels, these whores that are birthed out of harlotry. And they show you their birth that way because they're having babies by every Tom, Dick, and Harry. It is not of Yahweh. It is vile and it is wicked. It does not bring the strength of Yahshua. Not at all. So this nation, you can tell what is in a nation by the fruits that comes out of the nation. You can tell a drunkard. If he smells like a drunkard, you can tell a crackhead on the corner if he's running after the crack rocker. You can differentiate or discern a prostitute prostituting herself with a woman just walking past. Certainly you can. Her attitude is different. Her mindset is different. Now I said that for you to understand, in order for the principles of Yah to be applicable or they are applied, there must be the formulation of a religious mindset. A religious mindset. And that is simply a form of worship of some being or some superior power whereby there is a mandate of dictates that are prescribed unto the subjects. Now, the word of Yahweh, it is a conformance to a life that leads to the power of his eternal kingdom. And yet religions promise nothing but a self-satisfying purpose that is steeped in lust, every kind of wickedness that is imaginable to the mind of man. Everything. The mind of HaMashiach, it pleases Yah. It does all things to please the Abba. And when we are truly converted, when our minds are truly changed, then we will do all things to please the Most High, Yahweh, for He has created us for His honor, His kabod, for His pleasure, for His purpose. We don't believe that because we don't understand Him. We understand what the world is doing. We take great delight. But when it comes time to understanding Him, our understanding is very shallow. We are an ignorant people. We are ignorant. We can boast in our abilities. We have no ability then whatsoever. I would have begun here in the book of Eob, Job. And the reason why, because he is the epitome of the power and the strength of true Israel. Now his children, they are the very makeup. They are the very representation of what Israel is. Drunkards, gluttons, greedy for lust. Now that's what they did. They were drinking and partying one day. And then Yah allowed Shotan to destroy them all. Now the children that came after that, scripture doesn't talk about them. That is the birth of the power of the birth in the renewing of Israel by the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. If they have not the Torah nor the testimony according to the scroll, there is no light in them. I don't care if they identify themselves as Hebrew Israelites, whether their skin complexion is of the dark nature or the Caucasian. They have no power or the light of truth at all. Period. None. And so that is the power of this representation of Eob. Through the very battles, the trials, through the very afflictions that were placed upon him, he did not charge you foolishly. And as Bildad, Zophar, as they began to speak unto him, it restored unto Eob the power of the consciousness of the might of Yah. Now that is what's lost among Israel. We are not conscious of his great power. For he called the sun to stand out and to shine in the brightness of the noonday. And to us, we don't even consider that. I began to sing the other morning in the dining hall because and thought about that total eclipse. When the moon was turned into blood red, you know Yah's word is true. Buddha cannot declare that. Muhammad's, they cannot. The Mormons, the Jehovah's, whomever, they cannot. But only the true dynamics, the one that created all things. Hallelujah. For he has put all things in place. And that's what we must be conscious of him. That our ruach must be conscious of him because he is the life of us. Yahshua is the life of Israel. And we are not conscious of him, then we will fall under this, under the bondage of this religious power that is overtaking the world today. Everyone has their own faith. Yah gave the measure of Emunah unto every man to know that he was the great one, that his name is excellent. And he declared unto us the name of his son, that when we hear the name of his son, we will know the name of his son, and we will not relegate him to some kind of pagan identity. We will know him by the power of this emunah, this measure that he has placed in us to trust and to believe him. We don't trust him. We have no confidence in him. We say we do, but we truly do not. We must begin to introspectively search out the very hidden sins of our minds. Things that we have allowed to become enamored. We are hardened by that. We must hear what the Ruach speaks today. And if the Ruach of Yah does not speak unto us, you flee this place. And you find a place whereby you can find rest, Yahshua HaMashiach. Because if he does not speak to us, he is not in the midst of this foolish assembly today. And you will know he's in the midst when he began to bring forth his Ruach, his spirit of judgment. Mishpatim. He will judge Israel. He comes to set us in order, to set our minds right according to his Mishra, the government of his Torah. And we must be governed by the Torah of Almighty Yahweh, not by your faith, not by your principles, not by the traditions of your forefathers, but by the way that Yah gave unto Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, that we are governed by those principles. Because our forefathers have tweaked them to their satisfaction. You tweak them for those that you think you have ahava love for. It is not of Yah. We must obey the whole counsel. We do not live by simply bread, but by every word. If we are not conscious of that, not just by bread, but by every word. Not just by the bread of the word, but by every word that comes forth out of the bosom of Yahweh. We must live by it. And if we do not live by it, then we're going to die. We become separated from him. Our minds become bewildered. They become darkened. And so sin began to play a major role. What is sin? When one defies the Torah of Yah. For we know that sin is a transgression, the transgressing defiance of the Torah. That is why the powers of hell, they have magnificently operated in the mindset of man. And turn the mind away that this is a generation that Yah calls a wicked, a rasha. Rasha, a wicked. The depths of that word, it is beyond my comprehension. It is a mind that defies the principles of Yah. And backs Yah down if it can. It will say to Yah, you will not speak unto me. I defy your principles. I am a criminal. And my intent, like Shatan, it is an iniquitous mind. In this world today, produce that iniquitous mind. Your sons and daughters, they are corrupt. They are lost. The parents, they're twisted. Their minds are far from Yah. They cannot comprehend his truth. They have no desire for it. So this mindset that has been shaped today, we better let the mind of Yahshua be in us. Let's. How do we do that? Receive the word of Yah. Hear it. And do not harden your heart against it. That's what you do. Quit playing your little religious whoredom and acting like a prostitute out of hell. That's what you need to do. And let the mind of Yahshua represent the very authority of Yah that's in you. That's what you began to do. And so the powers that be understand and they have known. And Shatan knows he has but just a little short time. And it all shall be over. Hallelujah. And unless we keep our minds upon him, you will be deceived. I would have begun in Iyob. This is a retort that Iyob gave unto Bildad, Iyob chapter 8, verse 3. And what I want to lay down today for us, a principle or a foundation, I may not complete this. I know I will not. I will begin this process that you can pick up the process. That you may understand the final end of what Yah is saying unto Israel. This earth, the government, the nations of the world, they're not given into the hands of the Siddiqah, the Siddiqim, the righteous, but they give it into the hand of the Rasha, the wicked. Now that's what scripture says. And we understand the battles of our mind because their form of government, it is diametrically opposed unto Yah. Now if the book does not teach that, reject what I say. If it's not evident in the book that we can understand the fruit of this wicked form of government that Yah has given the world over unto, and there's a reason that He has done that for your sake. For your sake. I know what these charlatans of hell teach the people. I know what these snakes, like the TD snakes, that's what they are. They're vipers of hell. The hens, these men that set traps for the weak ones. That the principles of Yah are not rooted in them. And the reason they're not rooted because they have no true ahava, no love for Yah. But we're rooted in the power of His love. And that's where the principles of Yah abound from. This great love for Him. Well, how do you know you love Him? Well, you keep His mitzvah. You keep the commands of Yah. You obey Him. You keep His Torah. Well, I have not the physical ability to do it. He knows that. That's why He has empowered us by His Ruach. That's why the living power of His truth dwells in us now. And that is the testimony of Yahshua. Because we can do all things through the power of Yahshua. Because He strengthens us. It is not by your might or by your power. But it's by the Ruach. By the Spirit of Yah that we are able. And so quit holding your head down like some weak thing. And stand up in the maturity and the maturation of Yahshua HaMashiach. Quit bowing your head down and your head down and your mind being all oppressed and suppressed by the powers of hell that they rule your thoughts. That there is no time to think of the Tav of Yahweh. When I think of the Tav of Yahweh and all that He has done for me, my soul began to shout, Hallelujah! 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 So the enemy that be has trained your mind well. He has caused your mind to reject Torah and the power of the Torah, that your thoughts are not all the things of Yah, but on this flesh. Your flesh is enmity against Yah. It despises Yah. It hates Yahweh. And Yah wants to let you know He hates you too. But the scripture says He hates all sinners. I know what the TD snakes and these dogs tell the folks. It's one thing when a man knows he's sinning, then there is a teshuvah, there's a repentance, and not this trash that they teach in these whorehouses. There is a change that is evident. You can sense the splendor of the Ruach of Yah upon that one. You can see the power of Yahshua. We used to sing the song, the things I used to do. I don't do them no more since Yah laid His hands on me. You know the places I used to go, I don't go no more, since Yah laid His hands on me. We meant that, even though we were ignorant about many things, we meant that we sung, we would sing the songs with enthusiasm, that the words would flow from the inward parts, and that we could sense the transformation within, and that the external man, you could see the very form of that inward transformation in the inside of one. Now they act like whores, they dress like whores, pimping, faggot-looking men, earbob wearing slavery under the power of hell. It is not Yah. It's amazing because Israel will get out of the way of Yah. He will raise up the shoftim, the judges, and they will restore them. He must cause the ruach of judgment, one of His seven rahim, to be in the midst of Israel. You listen to these men that talk about identity, Israel. Those that talk about gain for Israel. They never deal with the judgment, the mishpatim of Yah. They deal with identity. And so they sin in pride. They think more of themselves than they do of Him. Well, I know the identity of Israel because they have the written Torah of Yah and the power of the testimony of Yahshua in them. And they're scattered around the nations of the world. He is not going to use these perverts, these atheistic Zionists to reconstitute Israel. There is a false amalgamation there. It is not of Yah. He is going to restore Israel by the mouth of a Nabi, a prophet. And he shall come in the Ruach of Elijah with the power of restoration. And he shall restore. He shall cause the dead to rise. In Israel today is a dead, dead, effeminate, weak thing today. It's a dismembered body. That's what it is. It is not a nation of people that is identified today. And Yah says, just let the tare grow with the wheat. That's what he says. He says, I will send the Melechim, the Melechim, and they will come and separate the tare from the wheat. You just don't know what you're doing. I will send my ministering powers, my Nobi, my prophets, and they shall declare the fullness of the whole counsel of Almighty Yah. We need that today. Hallelujah. We need the fullness of the counsel. And the scripture says in Job and Job chapter 8. Now I want to transition through this because I want to point out certain things that I can get to the crux of the governments of the world. The nations are given over unto evil. Rasha, ra, men that are evil, that their minds are dictated to by the powers of darkness. There's an interaction between the forces of hell and these men. I'm telling you. They're the echelon of power that they rule. And they rule in the spheres of the air. They rule by the media, the newspapers, the magazines that proliferate the markets, the songs, the singings. They raise up their icons, their idols. What do you think an idol is? I will, my brother. What do you think an idol is? One of the most prolific shows in America today is called American Idols. It is trying to be duplicated throughout the world. It is. Because it is an idol is set before a people that they may bow down, that they may recognize. And it all has to do with the music. As Nebuchadnezzar said at the sound of the dulcimer, when the all kinds of music is played, then you will bow down. You will worship. And so when the music began to play, the young women, they bowed down. They began to take off their clothing and make themselves naked to the god of Epaphroditus. A sexual drive. The young man, they bring them into the houses of prostitution and take advantage of them. It is the spirit of this age because Yah has opened the door for it. Sure he has. And you, Israel, the only reason you're not consumed is that he has a door. And that door is the testimony of Yahshua. And he keeps that out. And that's why you better learn how to shout and bless him. You dead people. You need to come before him and certainly bring him an offering of Todah. Todah. You began to think about what all he's done. Your heart begins to weep. Hallelujah. You began to cry of his mercies and kindness. Hallelujah. You become so real you can't move. And then that takes you back to the other day. Another day takes you back a little farther. And that takes you back a little farther. Whereby there's true supplication. You're broken. You're broken, you weep, you cry, you moan. Hallelujah. You don't find that today. You find a stiff-necked, rebellious generation that says, where have I sinned? Where have I gone wrong? What do you have against me, Yah? Show me. So that's what we have today. Judge me, Yah. Hallelujah. You don't even have to show me. Now, I know what it is. Hallelujah. Just judge me. That's enough for me. Because I know he's near. For Yah is known by his Ruach, his power of judgment among Israel. Correct Israel today, Yah, in your judgment. Unless you bring them to naught, and that's what he's going to bring them to. That's why it's going to be a small remnant. It's going to be a small remnant of the elect woman that's going to be saved. Do you understand? They're going to be Yashaka. They're going to be Yashaka. Just a small remnant. Just a small. Not many. Not many. This is Bildad as he speaks unto Eob. And you really must begin in the first chapter to understand this dialogue. But I want to begin here, because for expedience of time, I want to begin here and read verses, all right? It will all tie in together as we proceed forth. Eob, Job 8:3. Now this is a reproof unto Eob from Bildad, the Shunammite, He says, does Yahweh pervert? Does he pervert judgment, mishpat? Does Yah do that? Or does the Almighty pervert tzaddik, judgment, justice? Does he do this? Now the reason that he spoke unto Eob and asked him this question, because Eob began to speak of the very dilemma that he was being afflicted by. For scripture tells us that many of the afflictions of the tzaddik, but Yah delivers them out of them all. And if we suffer in the name of Yahshua because of the testimony of Yahshua, then we shall have the rewards of Almighty Yahweh. And it was a shaping of the mind of Eob that when it was all concluded that he could pray for them, that Yah could restore them. You can't pray for yourself, and don't tell me you can pray for someone else. Your mind all bogged down and oppressed and twisted, worried about this and that and those and them. You can't pray for anyone. You all had to get Israel to that point whereby they would totally rely upon him to restore, to reconstitute, to bring them back to that mind that was Sharaka, or worship Yah. And that's what he must do to us. So he has placed us in this most wretched, wicked government that has ever been known upon the face of the earth. No government like this. Well, we live in a democracy. Your lives are controlled by the powers that be. The only way we're going to have liberty is in Yahshua. They command you to come to work at this time. They tell you what time to get up. Oh, they don't have to say get up at 5. You know. Oh, you do not tell them I will work until 1 because there are things I want to do. No, I need you to work until 6. You do not resist that. They tell you what to eat. They tell you where to live. They form this mindset to tell you what to drive in order for you to promote you. It is an exaltation of the flesh. We live up here having food, raiment. You be very contented. You brak him. You esteem him. We are not appreciative for that. To be able to eat. You have clothing, not even a change of clothing. You have clothing. And yet those essentials are not acknowledged in our daily lives. We murder like this spirit of hell. We complain. We oppose the blessings of Yah. And he will not open up anything unto you. Other wicked prosper in their way. The scripture talks about that. But it's not the prospering of Yah. It's not the life, the testimony of Yahshua, that there is a bearing of his fruits that flowed from Israel. So is the judgment of Yah perverted? It is not a perverted judgment. It is not corrupt. His judgment is not a despair judgment. He judged all things according to his Torah. That's why he doesn't judge by the seeing of the eye or the hearing of the ear. He judged all things according to what's in the Torah, in his law. That's how Yah judge all things. And so Eob battled with this great transition. And that is what Israel is doing today. There's a transition that we must transition to the mind of Yahshua. You're not going to oppose the powers that rises up in this hour when they're rising. Their scepters are rising up. They're controlling everything. Your thoughts, the hours you sleep and how you sleep, where you sleep, what you eat and when you eat. They're controlling everything. They're controlling everything. We can look at the sons and daughters of Eob, and we look at that pattern. We can see the pattern of Israel as he raised up a man of authority, Eob. He must raise up the Eliah man. He must be raised up. We must pray for that. We've had enough liars and thieves. We've had that. You can buy them 10,000 dozens for a shilling. You can buy them. But the man that stands in the auspice of Yah stands in the power of his truth. Where are they? Tell me, please. For I will go and wash the man's feet and kiss his feet and bless him. I shall barak him. For they cannot be found. They cannot be found. They're dogs. And they're greedy dogs. And they cannot have enough. They can have enough that, let me say this. I don't want to sidestep. We have these groups today. They're splinter groups and they splinter from each other. Now they're literally teaching that the Torah teaches that a man can have more than one wife. He can have up to seven. Now they treat the women like hell. There's no Torah in the Torah of Yah that teach of a Torah of a separation of a man from his wife. And when they find the young ones, they want the young ones because of their damnable, perverted minds. Yah has one Isha, one wife. He doesn't have many. He has one Yisrael, that she shall lie in his bosom. And Solomon had many, but there was one that was pure. There was only one that resonated the character of Yah to flow from him. So they're teaching these damnable lies of hell. They are taking advantage of the young daughters because the minds of the mothers have been seduced by the spirit. And they're giving their daughters over unto these dogs out of hell. And they're lustful. They fight over who gets her, which one after the harem. That is a diabolical love from hell. Yours faithful. He gave Adam Shava. He gave him one. He did not give him two. He gave him one. And the power of Yah's multiplicity is not by some intercourse or some action of that way. It's by the power of his words. He will reconstitute and populate Israel. Man doesn't need a harem of women to do that. And this doctrine, this lunaticish loon Shabbat, I don't even call it the lunar Sabbath. It's lunaticish. Y'all pray that, yeah, I finished my little booklets, all right. I don't want to make them too long. They're about 50 pages, but that's enough. We're ignorant. We don't like to read. And most people will not read them. Hallelujah. So as Eob understood this transition, we don't realize that we're transitioning. We're transitioning into that place whereby Yah can truly direct us. We're meant to be directed by our own ways, our own thoughts. Come on, my brothers and sisters. What chart of your day every day? It's your own thought, what you perceive. You don't go before say, Yah, no, not my will today, but thy will be done. And every day is your will, isn't it? Come on here, people of Yah. Don't sit here all dormant on me. Every day is according to your will. According to your desire. According to your likes and your dislikes. But no, it must be not my will, Yah, but your will be perfectly manifest in me. If you sustain me, I told you. If you remove me, even though from the grave I cannot barak you. But when I see my HaMashiach, I will. So in all things, we must give him reverence and todah. We must thank Yahweh. And so Eob responded. He responds here. Bildad again, he applies Yahweh's just dealing with Eob, Job, in the 20th verse of the 8th chapter. Now that's what he says. And then I want to read how Eob responded unto him. Bildad. Bildad says here in Job, Eob 8:20. He says, behold or see. He said, Yahweh will not cast or reject away a perfect man. Is Yah perfect? Must we be perfect like he is? That's what he commands us. Be ye perfect as a representation of the kingdom of Yah. Yeshua is. We must walk in the same power of that strength. Well, how do we do it? Well, the living Torah must be a living power or a living form in us. And we know that it is alive by the true testimony of Yeshua. So Yah will not cast away a man that is complete. And Eob says that he was cast away. When Yisrael is complete, there's a process that's going to complete us. It is a process that's going to complete us. And that doesn't mean is you're going to have your mom or your daddy with you. Doesn't mean your sons or your daughters are going to be there. But Yah is going to complete the process for Yisrael.
Everything that came out of Israel was not Israel. They brought forth seeds that was birthed out of abominable activities. They offered them unto the gods, Moloch and Molcham. Don't tell me that that was of Yah. It did not reverence Yah. It did not please him. Hallelujah. They were bringing forth children out of birth, out of the Canaanites, out of the Philistines. Oh, yes, they did. To offer up the offerings unto Moloch, unto Molcham. And they would take them to the fires and burn them, offer them up. Hallelujah. You know how that came about. When Yah, he called the fire down upon that wicked generation of Israel. And Shatan, as he tried to emulate Yah, even in the process of Eob's battle, he's going to do that again. But it's one thing about the fire of Yah, it is all consuming. And that's a different ball game. It is all consuming. And it's going to consume. You hear me, brothers and sisters? So he says, Yahweh will not reject a man that his mind is complete. He has the mind of HaMashiach. Neither will Yahweh help the evildoers. What a complexity here. What a cross hair here. If you are complete, Eob, Yahweh will not reject you. And if you are vile, evil man, what a profound testimony. Did Yah help him in the end? Did Yah help him? Did he restore him? Did he reconstitute him greater than what he was? The name of Israel shall resonate throughout the earth. And the tribes, all 12 of them, not just Yehuda, not just Benjamin, but the whole house of Israel shall be restored. The whole house. There shall be an offer up unto Yah in Zion, that the praises of the lips of Yah's people, that they shall bracha, that shall be a light that flows from them. The only thing that flows out of our mouths are cursings today. What do you mean cursing? Because Pastor Robert said, damn, nah. That's not it. Because we have no power to retain the oath. We say to Yah, the oath, well, I know what you said, but... See, that's the cursing that Israel is under. Not because Pastor Robert said, damn or hellish, damnable wicked folks. They are damnable. It's a wicked generation. It's a hellish. It's a hoish generation. It has no favor at all. And so Bildad said, well, I present this to you, my friend. You know that Yah will not cast away. Was Joshua perfect? He did not cast him away. He did not leave him. He did not leave him. Was he a wicked man? No, he was not, but he restored him, did he not? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So he said that you know that he will not abandon the seed of Israel. We seem as though that we're forsaken. Why? Because there's a power that Yah has ordained for a purpose. And I want to show you the purpose. We're ignorant. And the reason we're ignorant is because we cannot hear. The reason we're ignorant is because we have been taught by men that are unlearned. That men that do not know the power of Yah. That's why we must pray. That's why the daughters of Tizayah would weep. They would go to the tabernacle. And they were weak women today. They're not weeping today. And men will fall prostrate before Yah. You don't even want to pray. There's no urgency. And there's no pressing in you at all. Nothing but a greed and a lust. You were pressed to get to work. You said, I'm ready 5 minutes, honey. In case I got to get out of here. I'll see you. I got to go. Yeah, when it comes to Yah, there's no urgency to fall on your wicked knees. There's no pressing for that. You press for the damnable ball game and the whole house of Walmart. But no pressing for Yah. Hallelujah. He's going to bring the whore down. That's my prayer. Bring it down, Yah. You're going to suffer well. Yah has never rejected a perfect man. Hallelujah. And if I'm evil, he will never help me. For I know that he is a very present help to me in the time of evil. You understand? So my prayer constantly is bring it down. I watch their superficial market, their mercantile, because that's one of the soon in time events that should be revealed. Their mercantile, they're buying, they're selling. Yah said they would do that. I watch that and every day I pray, yeah, bring it down. When I see it down, the Dow down 116, 200, I say, ah, bring it down. Let it crumble. Let it fall. Until Israel cry, as they did in Mizraim, in Egypt. Until he heard the cries against the oppressors. They oppressed them. Our minds have become so conditioned, we don't even sense the oppressing of the wicked. We don't even sense how they oppress you and beat you down and destroy your mind, whereby there's no sensitivity to Yah. You're not even sensitive to each other. The wives can't even be sensitive to their husband. They can't even interact with them. The husband cannot be sensitive to his wife, because this power that has beat down his mind has destroyed his ability to sensualize anything. And that's the truth. They don't have the ability. They're cold today. Just like two beasts in a house. Two dogs. Dogs out there, they don't talk. When I had two, they just live there together. Hallelujah. I don't care if you get offended at my approach. It makes no difference. I won't apologize. How about that? How about that? I will not apologize. Not one iota. And I do not repent of what I speak unto us. For his people are destroyed. For they lack his binah. They lack the understanding of Yah. And that's why we've been destroyed. That's why we're weak today. Hallelujah. So if we are perfect, complete, if his, let his shalom or his work has his perfect works in us, then we're going to be complete. And so he will not reject us. So why are we in such turmoil? Why are we so broken people? Why are we so weak? Why we have no strength at all? I will show you in the book. He says in the 9th chapter, Bildad, as Eob answering of Bildad's judgment upon him, as Yah began to enlighten Eob, as they began to open up understanding unto him, it says in Eob 9 verse 22, Job 9:22, he says here, is it all the same therefore I said it? He says, yeah, he destroys, he brings down, or he calls his accomplishment. Do you understand? Now that kala doesn't mean that he breaks it down to smithereens. Now that is what this Babylonian English has done to us. That's why we must search the scripture, especially we that testify of him. For in the scripture, the straw, the katve, we think we have eternal life. So he tells us here, he says, it is also the same, therefore I said it. He destroys, or he accomplishes, he determines, he makes the end, he causes it to fall or to rise up. Yah destroys the perfect and the wicked. So what Eob is saying, Yah accomplished what he needs to accomplish in the perfect man. I don't believe that. Can I ask us a question? Was Joshua perfect? Did he accomplish what he needed to? Was he destroyed? He was destroyed physically. But he accomplished. He destroyed the flesh. But he accomplished, didn't he? Kala. And that's what he's doing. He's going to kala. Kala. In us. He was bruised. He was marked. He broke him down. He just didn't allow the bones to be broken. Hallelujah. And our strength is not broken. Yeshua is the bone. He's the bones. He's the strength of the body of Yisrael. That's why these corrupt perverts today that reject Yeshua, they have no living power of Torah truth in them. They have rhetoric. They have conversation. They have a tremendous historical understanding. I will not negate that. But they have no power of the living truth. The expressions is all in vanity. It all equates to vanity. It doesn't produce the life of HaMashiach. He will accomplish. Yah will determine. He determined in Yahshua. Did he fall? Sure, he fell. He was buried. He made his grave among the wicked. Did he not? That's where they put him. Hallelujah. A man that had no sin. A man that walked circumspectly before Yah. Man that honored the Torah. Whereby the Levites could not. Whereby the high Kohen could not. Yet he walked circumspectly and showed them the power of it. Did not come to destroy it. Gave them the power, the life of it, by the witness of the Ruach, the Spirit in him. He did not fail, Yah. But he accomplished all that he needed. He kalat. He completed everything that he needed to do in Yahshua. Well, are we not complete in Yahshua? Is not the works finished in Him? Sure they are. We are complete. In Yeshua. We are finished. He says in verse 23, Iyob 9:23, he says, if the scourge suddenly slays suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. And he gives us this here in verse 24. He says, the earth, the Olam, the earth is given. It is Nothan. It is Nothan. It is granted. It is bestowed. It has been given. It is Nathan into the hand of the Rasha, the Olam. The earth is given into the hands, the hand, the power of control of the wicked, of the wicked. He covers the faces of the Shoftim of it. Now this is Yah. He has covered the faces of those that bring judgment. He doesn't want them to bring judgment. He's not allowing them to bring judgment. You all hear me? He has given the Olam, the earth, into the hands of the wicked. Look at this wicked nation. Look at the debris that they have out in the outer spheres of this earth atmosphere. Look at the prowess of this wicked generation, of this nation, Russia, China. Look at the corruption of the nations. I saw where that there in Nairobi, in Kenya, whereby they were pillaging and destroying and burning and robbing and taking. And yet right then, Kosovo, as they declared their independence, the same thing burning and destroying and killing and robbing and pillaging. Makes no difference of the man's damnable ethnicity or the color of his skin. Yah says that the world, the Olam, it has been no fun granted, given over to. It has been commissioned to the hands of the wicked and the wicked control. The men that run this earth today, they're wicked men. The men that run the financial system, they're wicked men. The men that constitute the education that your children should have, they're wicked men, they're wicked women, they are perverters, they pervert judgment, their justice is twisted, their minds are twisted, their permit is twisted, they keep back the wages of those that labor among them, and that's why there's so much evil in the land. That's why Yah tells us, man, you go out and you sweat with your brows, you dig a little patch, you plant food, you bring your family up in the fear, in the admonition of Yah. The world says you go away from your family. You leave your wife and your daughters. Let the world raise your daughters. Let the boys teach them what a man is and how he operate with a wife. Young women must see that. They have to see a man to understand how to differentiate between a homo freak and a man. They must see a man loving their mama. They got to see a man caress. They got to see a man gentle. They got to see a man touching. They got to see a man do it right by his wife. That's the identity of the power of a man. What they see today, man is like hoes and daughters are like hoes. Men coming in and out like a dog and the daughters are doing the same. I don't give a damn whether you like it or not. So they don't know what a man is. The image of a man is this twisted thing that comes in the house, and these erratic sounds coming from mama's bedroom. Come on, that's wickedness. It's not, that's what this wicked thing we call the church, that's what it's doing. It's laying down with everybody. This whole that's called the church, they lay down with the Buddhists. They have their interfaith prayers. They lay down with the Muslims. They lay down with the Jews. They lay down with anyone. Yah is going to make his bed with Israel. And he's going to bring her to his bosom. And she's going to lay on his teeth. She's going to lay on his nipple. And she's going to get milk from his nipple. Sure she is. He's not going to bring in a whore. He's not bringing in a harem of women. He's bringing in his beloved, Israel. The world is given over into the hands of the wicked. And Yah says, I have covered The faces of the Shoftim, the judges, no judgment today. They can sit before Benny Hinn, dressed like whores and effeminate men. They can come there shacking like dogs, faggots, perverts. There's no conviction of sin at all today. There's no sin offering. They come to make their offering unto the God Gad, the God Minai, the God Fortune, because they want their Cadillac cars, they want their diamond earrings, and they want their Leslie Faye frocks that they can wear. And of course, he wants his Pierre Cardin suits. He wants his Mammy Made shoes. That's what he wants. It is not of Yah, my brothers and sisters. This is a religious form and a practice that has been birthed from hell. It is the scheme of evil men. That's why the land of Israel, those Zionists, they came from Russia. And then they came from Poland. They came from all over the world. And it is a very oppressive form of government there. It is very oppressive. It is very discriminative. It is a government that is wicked. It is not the government of Yah. The government of Yah is just. The government of Yah is right. The government of Yah is based upon the Torah. These men do not base one law upon the Torah of Yah. They oppress those there that love Yah and that crowd in the name of Yeshua. They're Zionists, they're atheists, they're not the seed of Israel. They're false, they're imposters, they have stole the land. It's amazing because if you really do a little research on that, you go to the library, you all do that. Theodore Hertz, one of the principal orchestrators of Zionism, they were all atheists, but Theodore Hertz, they didn't know where they wanted to call the land Israel. Madagascar, they had many places that they had considered. But they said that we take these Palestinians and those that were practicing Judaism. That's what they practice, Judaism. Israel is not Judaism. Do you understand that? They were the tribe of Yehuda. One tribe. They're 12. One twelfth of Israel. And so they practice in those that practice what their form and the twisted form of Judaism, and it's a twisted form. For the Kabbalah is not an inspired book of Yah, and neither is the Talmud. It is a Torah. Well, Pastor Robert, you read from the Apocrypha. I do, because the words are inspiring. The words are inspiring. The words are inspiring. The words are inspiring. The Talmud is not an inspired book of Yah. The Apocrypha, the words are inspiring. You understand? Did you all hear me? Yeah? The words are inspiring. Okay? All right. And so they have formed this twisted form of religion, of rituals and practices that produce nothing but even more wickedness. Even more wickedness. It's just another religion. It's the powers that be, how they control and manipulate. You look at that trash down there with someone like T.D. Jakes. The women are just crazy as hell. The men dreads down to their backs, ear bobs and their nose and everything. And they're twisting their buttocks and he's lifting her, shouting, she moving her. She got on the dress up here and honey, she's walking around, she's twisting that thing. And he's looking at, yeah, he's looking. You all can sit here like wicked folks all you want to say the truth. It's not young. That's the way we come before our bar. It's pure. Hallelujah. See, boy with his pants hanging off his buttock, then he just said, I don't care what you say. I don't care what kind of character you think he has. When a boy doesn't understand to pull his pants up, then he pulls them up and pushes them back down. That's a twisted boy. I don't care what you think. When a little girl, when she want to wear something that you can see her little buttocks and her titty nippers. Come on, what do you got, honey? Nothing? You didn't even take a bath well. You stink. And when the same boy with his pants falling off his buttocks, he looks at you and he calls you what he calls a female dog. Because you act like one. And that's the kind of regard he has for you. Oh, that's what he says. Oh, that's the truth. You all can sit here like nincompoops all you want. This is the truth. That's the powers that be. That's the mind that has been shapen. Because it has no fear of the Torah of Yah. The world has been given over the Olam. It has been given over unto the hands of the Rasha. It has been Nathan. It has been permitted, given over unto them. And the Shoftims are the judges of it. Yah, he has covered the faces of the Shoftims of it. If it is not he,
then who does it? What do you say? What are you saying? If it's not Yah that's doing this, then who's doing it? That's all right. I understand even your perception, Bildad, even your eyes of judgment, it is obscured. Because you see the worms in my skin. You see my body is putrefied. And the stench that flows from it. You really don't want to embrace me. You really don't want to give me a kiss that is kadosh. We don't want to embrace Yahshua today. Because of our own wickedness, we don't want to embrace him. We have no ahava, no emotional attachment to him. We have none whatsoever. We're attached to the world. We're attached to the wicked rulers of the world. We're attached to Walmart and Kmart. Can't live without it. Hallelujah. You're attached to the sales papers and the sell magazines. Can't even go anywhere without them being on your mind. Hallelujah. And that's what we are attached to. We're not attached to Yah. For the world, my brothers and sisters, I will show you, you will know that wicked men rule it. I read it from the book. I must establish that. For the Olam, it is given into the hands of the Rasha. The Rasha. Men that their minds are not governed by the Torah. Men that their thoughts and their concepts, their philosophies, their ideas, their constitutions are not governed by the Torah of Yah. It is governed by this devious, diabolical mindset that was birthed in the mind of Shatan when he rose up against Yah. And their whole purpose is to cause the nations when Yahshua come to rise up against the coming kingdom or the king of Israel. Well, that's fictitious. I tell you what. You look at that shuttle, and I've seen clips of that thing. Which one they have now? Which one was destroyed? Discovery was destroyed in Atlantis, right? So they have Challenger. If you look at that thing when it goes up, those boosters. I was listening other night, and I'm intrigued by things. If there's one thing I would like to see, I would love to see that thing take off one time. That's awesome. It is. Nothing burns. It uses every 3 seconds 500,000 pounds of fuel. And she roars like a Viking. Within 2 minutes, that thing doing 2,000 miles. The Challenger just came back 5 days. 5 days out there. When I heard that, I said, that's unreal. 5.5 million miles in 5 days. Every 1 hour, 15 minutes, it goes around the earth. That's not even comprehensible, is it? If you're not impressed with that, something twisted in your mind. I'm impressed with that. You say what you want to. That's impressive. If you had seen that Tower of Babel, you would have been impressed too. The book of Yasa teaches about that. So when a brick or block would fall, then they would cry. It would take years to get supplies just to one point to keep building. When a man fell, they shouted. Sacrifice to the gods. Hallelujah. So the earth is given over unto the hands of the Rasha. Mr. Bush is a Rasha. He is of the mindset, forget about the Club of Rome, the Illuminatis. That's small fry. Do you understand? There's a kingdom power that rules above the Hashemayams, the heavens. And the ruler of that throne is Shatan, we call Lucifer. And he doesn't rule in this little small incremental stage like man does. And there are only a few that he made himself known to. Did not Yahshua, when he got up out of the grave, did he not make himself known but to a few? Was it only a few that he would establish the power of the living Torah in them that this is a directive from Yah? So does Shatan. He does the same. He sits down. Did he not eat with him? Did he not eat with the 12 Shalishim before he ascended? Did he not give gifts unto men? And so does this world of hell. He sits down with them and he eats and they die. You don't have to believe. Oh, that's mythical, preacher. I know it's mythical. So is the air too. But it's air, isn't it?
So it's a space out there too. How far? I don't know. Even man doesn't know that. That's mythical too. Because you cannot determine the depths of it.
He sits down. These Britney Spears whores and let their trash. He spits it at. He spits at these Jezebel floozes. Boo answers. He said, a dog. He would not even allow a hole like that in his presence. They're filth. Trash to him. They're just puppets. He uses them to corrupt even the greater. He would spit on a boo and say, tucked whore, cut here, cut there, lipo here, lipo there. If you're kind of drug, imaginable, greedy cow, just quit, stop being greedy. Don't get quiet on me. Hallelujah. He spits on things like that. She's not even, she would not even be in an entourage of his. But there are men that he personally, he sits down and he talks to them. Hallelujah. And they dispense that power throughout the whole world. What is he in this nation? It's the same thing in Kenya, in Nairobi, in Slovakia, in Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan. It's the same thing. Iran, Iraq. Well, we have freedoms. You have nothing. You have nothing. We're slaves here. We're driven. Oppressor. Oppressors. The Siddiqa. So that's why you shout and rejoice. Well, I don't believe it says that in the book, preacher. Let me read on. It says, Dawid says here in 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel 24:13. My brothers and sisters, I want to tell us something to the Torah and to the testimony of Yeshua. We must have that. If I do not speak according to that, it is because there is no light in me. If I do not speak according to the Torah and the testimony of Yeshua, there is no light or there is no revelation of the power of Yah in me at all. Man must speak according to that. And Dawid, as he gives instructions unto Shaul, he says in 1 Samuel 24:13. He says, as it says in the Mishli, the proverb of the ancient, listen now, wickedness risha. It is the wickedness. Listen, my brothers and sisters. What Dawid is saying here, this wickedness, is this risha, it proceeds from wicked. From wicked to wickedness. But my hand shall be upon you. Now this is y'all talking to Israel. 1 Samuel 24:13. He says, as it says in the Mishkli, the proverb ancient, wickedness, rasha, proceed from the wicked. Are there wicked men that ruling? Does it say in Eob that the wicked, that the world has been given in the hands of the wicked? Come on, my brothers and sisters, if I'm going wrong, show me. That's all I want. Does it say that in the book of Eob? So if that is the case, then what comes out of a wicked man? Wickedness. Wickedness, wickedness, wickedness. That's what comes out. You're not going to get tough out of a wicked man. You're going to give your daughters over to a wicked professor that's perverted and corrupt. Ah, come on. Hallelujah. Man with the mind of Yeshua, there's nothing impossible for him. Look at what it is. Hallelujah. They train your daughters to be rebellious. And Yah said, you bring them up in the fear of Yah that they will be wise. Hallelujah. That they'll be representation of the kingdom. Beyonce trains her to be a whore, to sleep with every Jazzy Z and Willie Big Bell and Big Daddy Morock and Morock the Tank Dog Kane and Kane the Big Daddy Rock Thrower. Hallelujah. Their names are twisted because they're twisted. Morock the Big Daddy Thumper. What is that? Come on. Well, I've never heard of him, neither have I. But if one was in here, they would pick that up. Mo Daddy the Big Daddy Thumper. That I like that. He gives us a name, Dawid, that represents the apple of Yah's eye. Hallelujah. Names are no important. Lies. That's why these little Jezebels have had the babies and named this in Shomoka, Shoneka. This is Roshana and Rokuka. What is that, honey? I'll never forget one day,
Of course, I was an ignorant, zealous young man, about 23 years old, 24, 25. And as I was studying, there was two little girls. They were about 15 years old, both of them twins. The mother was 30. If she was 30, she may have been about 28, 29. I'm telling you all the truth. And so both of them holding babies, and I said to them, of course, in my bodacious way, I said, "Whose babies?"
"Oh, this is my baby."
"So,
whose is that one?" "Oh, this is my twins."
I said, "Where's your mother?"
"Oh, I'm their mama."
"Okay. Okay." I said to one, "What is the baby's name?"
"Oh, the baby's name, now I'm just using this, Roshaka Mobaka Bobuka."
I said,
"What does that mean?" "His daddy's name is Big Baba, so I just with the book, and they represent Big Baba, Booba, and they make Roshanka. She was just a little rummy, you know, and my grandmama's name was Rosie Bell, so Roshanka." It's the mindset is twisted. It's of hell. It's birth from hell. Why? Because Satan has always tried to destroy the name. The name. He has to destroy the name. Because only with the name is our heritage assured. Without the name, we have no heritage. What is Roshanka Papaka? That doesn't even make sense. I know, because she didn't even make sense at that age with a baby. See, that's the power. Wickedness comes out of the wicked.
You take a wicked man's advice, you're going to fall, my friend. You seek out a man that is Shadika. Well, how do I know he's righteous? Because first thing he will do is judge you. Say, "Shut your mouth, man. Woman, you have a Jezebel spirit. Why don't you act like a daughter of Tizayan?" He shows that you submit unto the authority of Yah. That's what you do, woman.
Well, you just can't. Well, you just ain't gonna talk to me that way. That's your problem.
Oh, Yah's gonna talk that way. Hallelujah. He talks this way from the book. So that we said to a son, he said, "I'm telling you, you turn away from the Torah of Yah, wickedness is gonna come out of you." Wickedness proceeds. This Rasha, it proceeds from the wicked. And so if the world is given over into the hands of the wicked, Mr. Bush, is he wicked? He's wicked. Well, we're going after Mr. Obama. He's a wicked, diabolical prostitute of hell. Well, he ought to give the people that are dark-skinned like him some kind of pride. I have no pride. Pride go before fall and haughtiness before destruction. Obama doesn't give a damn about you or anyone else. He served the powers that be, and he must fall prostrate and submit unto them. Wickedness comes out of the wicked. Mr. Bush was going to clean up this thing we call the White House, wasn't he? A lying, booger-eating dog from hell. Clinton was a prostitute, sleeping with everything. Jimmy Carter was just a little funny man, a little peanut head man. Reagan was this cowboy in this false delusional world. You can say what you want to. No different. I heard Mr. McCain says I hope that Mr. Fidel Castro goes to meet, what's his name soon? The orchestrator of communism. Not Mao Zedong. What's his name? Karl Marx. I hope he goes to meet him soon. I say, isn't that amazing? This fool. That he may go meet Karl Marx before Mr. Fidel. Mr. Fidel say, "You dogs are not going to rape our daughters and take advantage." He kicked the swines out. That's why he rose up. Sheikh Shivara said, "We're not, you have oppressed us, you have robbed, you've taken our, you brought us here, and you've worked us on the plantations for nothing, and you're coming out of this place. And yet in this wicked nation, because we're wicked as hell, and yet you love the Chinese goods that they buy." I went in that dollar store, I said, "Sister Robert, that's all right, but Buck, I spent, I think, I'd never been in that thing. The one there in Monroe. I was looking for the little things that you carry. You can't carry on the airplane little ounce bottles." And they had, you could get 5 or 6 for $1 with all, say a dollar. I spent $13 in there. $1.
made in China. Made in China. The unemployment there is so horrific. People are poor and dying. And they invest billions of dollars here. See, the wicked men, that's just wickedness. The wicked always oppress. That's why there's an oppressive spirit in this nation. Because wicked men control it. Your daughter's coming, what's wrong? I don't know. How did school go? I don't know. Husband, come on. How was your day? Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. Mama comes home. How was your day, huh? What's wrong? It's an oppressive. There's nothing that comes out of the wicked but wickedness. What about is Russia? How do you know it's Russia? When they reject Torah. When they dispute, when they harden their hearts against the Torah and the testimony of Yahshua. You know that they are wicked. For if I speak not according to the Torah and the testimony, then the light or the revelation of this power of Yah and Yahshua, it is not in me. If I just speak according to the Torah, then the testimony is not there. If I just speak according to the testimony, the Torah is not there. I must speak according to the Torah and the testimony of Yahshua. I must speak that way. If I don't speak that way, then the light is not in me. It's not in any man, not in anyone. So wickedness comes forth out of the wicked man. This rasha, this mindset that defies Yah, that Yah is despicable to them. They hear the name, well, I was brought up this way. I don't hear that. We try to find ways to appease them. To hell with them. To hell with them. I say it that way. Let them go to hell. That's what Yah's going to say. Depart from me, you workers of your foul iniquities, your total lustness. He said, depart from me, you children of hell. In hell you shall lift up your to hell with them. Well, that's mom, to hell with mama. That's it. Hell with daddy. He's going to save you, Israel. I was thinking this morning, Van Horn, he would often say, as I thought about it, the tears began to build in my eyes. He would say to us that the Ahava, the love, is more than just words. An expression. When I thought about it this morning, it was more real today than it was the last time I said it. But he would say it like this in action. It is a performance. So when you love, when we truly have Yah, that's a performance of His Torah, His Mitzvah in us. And same thing amongst one another. You understand? Well, because we have given our minds over unto the control of the wicked, then our minds, then what comes out of us is wickedness. We think wicked. We think against Yah, not having a mind for Him. Our minds are against Him. Our thoughts are against Him. We think more on elementary things and trinkets and things that add no dimension to our lives, that they dominate our thought process and our desires and not walking in the power of His truth. So out of wicked men, the only thing that comes is wickedness. And if the world is given over to the wicked, now those two add up, right? I laid down a line in the beginning from Bill Dad, Eob line. Then I laid down a line from David, from Shamu, as he spoke unto Shaul. So the lines are adding up, right? 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. Right? We're going to finish. We're going to have a complete perfection here today. I may not go but with 7 scriptures. 7 places. How about that? It's much to this. I can't complete it all in one day. I can't complete it all in 50 messages. I simply want to open up your understanding that you may begin to dig into the depths of this book to find the gems and the jewels of Yah, that your love may be blessed and that you may rejoice in the fatness of Yahshua and shout hallelujah. And then, when you come before Him, there are words of Todah, and you just cannot stop. You come before Him with songs and singing and rejoicing. Hallelujah. This thing is real to me. And every day becomes more real. Because I'm closer to death now than I was last night. I said to Sister Roberts, I didn't get to bed until 12:45. I don't talk to people on the Shabbat. After the sun goes down on Friday, that's it. But I received an email, brother, and he said, please, you know, Pastor Rob, will you call me? Call this number. When I called the number, his recording came on. I hung up. 2 seconds later, bam! He knew it was Pastor Robert. Called right back. And we talked. I said to Sister Robert, she didn't even know I had come to bed. I said, I didn't come to bed until 12:45.
When I looked, I said, man, it's 1 a.m. in the morning here. He's up, and he was not ready to hang up. He said, Pastor Robert, you say some things that I don't understand it, but I listen to it. But you sure put it out there. Sure, it must be laid out. We've had enough of this watered down trash. That's why we're weak the way. We got to get this stuff out of us. We've been anemic. We got rickets. Our bones are not strong. We got to let the sun of Sadiqah shine upon us. Shine on us, Yeshua. Shine on Israel. Let the light of Yahweh, Yeshua, shine on Israel. We need that light to shine on us. Oh, shine. Yeshua, shine on us. Shine the light of heaven upon us. Let the truth of Yah shine upon Yisrael. Let the truth shine. That's the light. That's the entrance into our life. Hallelujah. Now go back to Job. Hallelujah. Job 16. It says in Job 16, as Job began to express his case, how deplorable, how wicked, how perverse he is. He says in Job 16:11, Yahweh has delivered me. He said, Yahweh has delivered me to the just men. To what? You tell me that Yah has delivered me to the unjust, the perverse one? Are we under the kingdom of America's ruler? And they tell us that democracy is better than ice cream, do they not? And yet they're trying to force feed this damnable form of suppression, oppression, and brutality upon every nation. How do I know it's that? Because, my friends, you can't sit here like jackasses and think not what America, when those came to this nation, they slaughtered, they butchered, they enslaved, they broke down, they burned, they robbed, they took. That is democracy. And so in order for it to happen in Iraq, Iran, they must destroy. That is the truth, people. They must destroy. They must break down. They must kill. They must go and take control of everything. Wickedness comes out of wicked men. Mr. Bush is wicked. Condoleezza Rice is a wicked Jezebel. That's what she is. Well, she ought to give some sense of pride to you people of color. Well, you color folks, let her give you some sense of pride. She gives me no emotional gyration at all. She's a wicked thing. Sure she is. Hallelujah. She told this Buddha woman that was in exile 5 years, go back to Pakistan. And now they blame Mr. Musharraf. Not that he is any less wicked than Bush. Birds of the same feather, they flock together. Mr. Bush doesn't sit down and dine with low class people like what they think we are. We're in the higher echelon of class. How do I know that? Because He chose Israel. He elected Israel. Listen to me. Hold up. I like this, and I'm going to preach this one day. One of your brothers preach it. I don't care. He elected us because he wanted to make us a special, special people to hell. To hell with Bush. To hell with Sarkozy. To hell with Putin. I'm special. Hell with them all. Israel is special people. That's all right coming out the mouth of Yah. He said you're special. Not that you were greater. He said, but you're special to me. And that's what Israel. Mr. Bush ain't special. He's a pervert. Obama, all of them, Jesse Jackson, all of them, they're corrupt, wicked men. For the old ham is given into the hands of wicked men. And what comes out of them is wickedness. Lies and death and stealing and killing and corruption. The soul comes out of them. Every last one of them. Used to be with a president that was some kind of standard. Even though they had their little secret dirt. No standard today. Bush was a cocaine. Clinton was a whole hopper from day one. Mr. Obama, he's snorted his coke. And Hillary takes 10,000, turns it into 700,000. I'll give her 10,000 today. That's what we will do. Matter of fact, we'll give her 50,000. It just turned that into 200,000. That's enough for us. Come on. These wicked people. As I saw evil in the land, mainly wages kept back by the owners to their own destruction. And so that's what this nation has done. Come on, they tax you like you're not even humans. They rob you. And Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton, make some difference. Mr. McCain, once they get in there, they're going to have this universal world tax. And they're going to have a death tax. You can't even die in this country no more. Sure. They're going to have a mandate that they're going to mandate medical policy. That they're going to put this spirit in your sons and your daughters and these damnable derivatives that destroy their bodies to be broken down, to be dependent upon a system. Yah made us magnificently. And He gave us a dietary law. We obeyed it. We'll be healthy. We will prosper and be in good and tough health, even as our soul prospered in the Torah of Yah. And so raise up these serpents of hell to pollute your mind, to turn you away from the Emunah of Yah. You have no even Emunah to believe Yah. It's precious in the sight of Yah, the death of His Kiddushin. Ah, when a man or woman of Yah dies, He said, because we're special to Him. So I'm waiting for the great marriage feast, all right? I don't want to sit down with Mr. Bush in the doghouse up there. Come here, what kind of dog in hell have slept there? The Rush Limbaughs and all the rest of them, hallelujah. The Hillary Clinton, the liberites and the neocons and the dogs from every stratosphere of the world. Perverts and all. They all have slept in the whole house up there. That's all, it's the whole house. In the hood, in the neighborhoods back in the days, you would know the house where the prostitutes were. Usually it was a big old house. Basically it was a White House. So it's a whole house. I don't want to go down and dine with Mr. Bush. I want to sit down and sup with my Abba, with Yahshua. Hallelujah. Let me move on here. I want to finish up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, Yahweh has delivered me to the unjust, the perverse one, and turned me over into the hand of the what? You tell me Yah has turned us over into the hands of the wicked? You have done that, Yah, for what? Why? Let me read the next verse. He says, I was at ease, and we've been at ease in Zion, right? Woe unto Israel, those that are at ease in Zion. We went at ease into Zion. He said, woe unto you. He said, I was at ease into Zion, but He has broken me asunder. You tell me Yah has broken? He's going to break you, Yisrael. You can cry all you want to. He's going to break you. He has broken me asunder. He has also taken me by my neck and has shaken me to pieces. For what? To set me up for His mark. For His target. He said, I'm trying to make you, Yisrael, so I've broken you. I've shaken you. Because I've set you up for my target, my mark. That's what Yah is doing. He has set us up to meet the mark. We'll press on to the mark and the high calling in Yahshua. We don't understand that because we have relegated Yah down to this sensual type of imaginative being that we have made up in our minds. But Eob said, you see how he progressed as things go in the text here? This is about halfway, what, 45 chapters in the book of Eob, or 48? He's nearly halfway there now. And yet he says, I understand Yah has broken me. He has shaken me. He has grabbed me by my neck. For what purpose? That I may meet His mark. We must meet the mark of Yah, brothers and sisters. And we cannot get to that mark without the shoftim of the judgment of Yah upon us. That's why it is frowned upon. That's why they tell you, judge not. Don't judge anyone. Last from hell, Yah tells us nowhere not to judge. He tells us not to cast our pearl before swines, and not to give that which is kadosh unto the dogs, unless they turn, they run against you. How do you know what a dog is, unless you make an assessment of a dog? How do you know what a swine is, and how could you make a judgment what is a swine, unless you have made a judgment? We must. I'm not afraid to be judged by the judgment of the wicked. I want them to judge me, because judgment corrects us. What hypocrisy. That's why they don't judge the children today. Children do what they want to, right? Sure it is. Well, a wise mother, a wise father, they judge him and say, boy, I told you not to do that. Give me a stick on it. And of all of his tears, he's not going to spare us because of our crying. And daddy put that thing on his butt.
It makes him go back and think of the proverb that daddy taught him. And so y'all must take the rod. Every son that he receives. Has he received you today? He received me today. He scourges and he chasteth betimes. So you know when he received you, he's putting something on your butt. Not something, something. As Granny would say, he's putting something on your butt. He's busting your butt back. Granny would say, take them pants down. When she got that raw, tender butt back there, you knew the next time not to do that. That is right, Mother. You thought about that very diligently. She told him, boy, Granny, please, now drop that. And she would get that soft butt. Of course, the old back, she said, that's all right. You can take it on the back, but that butt. And that's what Yah does. He get that soft spot. And he wear it out. And that's what he's doing to Israel. He's put the world in the hand of the wicked. That's why they oppress you. I will show you where they oppress you. It's in the book. They oppress you. They bear down on you. You don't even know how to turn sometimes. You can't sleep at night. This world it has insomnia. It can't even sleep. No rest. Why? Because they're wicked. There's no rest to the wicked. None whatsoever. You go to these large cities, the New York, the Baltimore, nobody rests in those cities. You go to Las Vegas, no one rests. In Miami, no one rests there. No rest of the wicked. No shalom. No shalom at all to the wicked. He gives shalom unto Israel. Yeah. So these things, brothers and sisters, Yah says, Eob says, it's that we may reach the mark. Hallelujah. That's all right by me. I can shout with that. That's all right. Hallelujah. That's strength there. That you got a mark set for me. The only way I'm going to make that, you've given this world to the wicked. Hallelujah. You read in the book of Tehillim, Psalms, David. You can see the much crying and the travailing. And yet he never forgot whom Yah was. Under the oppression of the enemy. And you can see in many places, whether his enemy, the wicked, they oppressed him. It runs concurrently in the Psalms of David. That's all he talks about. We haven't expected in, brothers and sisters. Israel has an expected promise, tikvah, a hope that fades not away. And the tikvah of Yah does not fade away. And that's why he's giving it over to the wicked, that they may press us to see what is real. That's how we do it. When I was in the military, there were men that were not physically fit to endure the rigor. And so they put us through tests. To see if we could endure the rigor. And those that could not endure the rigor, they fell off. And they fell back and they recycled them. And when they didn't make it a second time, they kicked them out. It was only those that were able. And they were able because they had a mindset. I'm certainly not going to let the boy from Miami outdo me. The boy from Philly, no way. He cannot outdo me. I'm the toughest man here. That was my mentality. You understand that. No, I didn't want to play second. Even if I felt a second, I didn't play second. Hallelujah. No, I wasn't shooting for third. I shot for one. I may have ended up 10th or 20th, but I still shot for one. Yah is going to make us ichats with him in Yahshua. Hallelujah. So we're shooting for the ichat. One. Like him. Hallelujah. He has taken us by our necks, and that's what this word does today. He's going to shake you, and that's what the word does, doesn't it? Shake me, Yah. And set his mark. He has set me up for his mark. Does it say that? He has set me up for his mark. Come on, brothers, it's his mark. That mark is not on the low end of the totem pole. That's a high calling and standard. It is based upon the Torah. So he has set up this evil government to set you up for his mark. It's not hard to gain the mark of the world. Come on, young daughters, you can go out and be a whore. That's the mark of the world. The world will know you. They will accept you in their social circles, even though they despise you and reject you. Come on, young men, you act like this generation of nincompoops, a twisted mind. They will accept you for the moment, and they will slit your throat when you turn your back. That's their mark. But the mark of Yah is a great mark. It is a special mark. and that mark is in Yahshua HaMashiach. So that affliction, that trial, this evil power that rules the world, it is that you may meet the mark of Yah. He set you up for that position to show all powers of hell. You will not have authority or power to rule in my mind, to control the very Torah of Yah that operates in me, but it is operated by the Ruach, the Spirit of Yahshua. We have a mark, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So he set us up for that. And I like that. I'd rather shoot for his mark and miss than to shoot for the world's mark and gain it. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world today and he loses his soul? And these whole houses are teaching them how to gain, are they not? They suppose that gain is the power of the enlightenment of the Torah of Yah in them. But it is not so, my friends. It is not so. He's given the world to the wicked, that you may reach his mark. They are instruments of Yah to prod you and to keep your focus on him, to keep your mind on him. David says in Tehillim 12:8, he says, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Do you all hear that? When the most corrupt men are exalted, then the wicked walk on every side of them. And that is just not wicked men. These are principalities and powers and rulers and powers of darkness that walk on every side of the vilest of men. When they walk contrary to the Torah, the Mishrah, the government of Yah. And we see that today in the politics, these wicked men. What is taking place in the spiritual realm, we see that, we see the very carbon copy in the natural realm. And we find these deluded men that are corrupt and vile. They're wicked and they are vile men. And their entourage are vile, greedy, doggish, wicked men. That's what they are. They're not men that love Yah. Because there's nothing that comes out of the wicked but wickedness. Well, my mother, she's wicked. Nothing comes out of her but wickedness. Well, Pastor Robert, that's my sister. It means nothing to Yah. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? And they that hear the word of Yah. And they that do the will of Yahweh. We just have our priorities mixed up. Not based upon the Torah teaching of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. It's not based upon that. Go back to Job 21. Hallelujah. For I said that Job is the epitome of the assembly of Israel, the very afflictions and trials that shall try Israel. And she shall come forth with a robust, powerful statement that the mark is accomplished. Is that not what the government of this beast power is trying to do? Is it not setting us up for the mark? Whereby you cannot buy or sell without the mark. Is it not doing that? So Yah is setting us up for the mark. And there's a high calling that we have. We have that. We are special unto Yah. Don't ever let the world take that from you. And that's what the world is doing. He has elected Israel because... Israel is special, a special people for him. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Job chapter 20 verse 7, Why do the wicked, the Rasha, live, become old? Yes, are mighty, they are gabar in power and in strength. Why? Why do they get old? Why do they prosper? Why do they, their strength seems never to be abated? But they're strong even in the death. Their power will resonate even in the death. Their policies, what they've instituted. Why is that, Yah? What has he done? He's done that for a purpose. He let them get old. That's why he warns us to remember our Creator and the days of our youth. While the evil days, you get old, the evil days. When the evil days come and you take no pleasure in them. It's one thing that an old one, when they get old, they ought to take pleasure in the days. They'll take pleasure because they know they're going to meet, as the old folks, with their maker.
Oh, you're going to meet him one day. And I tell you all, you're going to die. Hallelujah. Don't worry about suicide. Don't be a fool. Just let the process carry. But you're going to die. That's a fact. You're going to die. That little pretty baby is going to die. That one that's on mother's nipple is going to die. It is an appointment unto man. Who wants to die? And then rejoicing? Nah. Judgment. Mishpatim. The judgment that only Yah can bring forth with preciseness. So the wicked, we see they seem like they live long, don't they? They have much. They have power. They have everything in the world. Yes, it does. So wicked preachers that take advantage of the people. Rob. Destroy homes. And even in their old days, they're still wicked. Hallelujah. And you look at that and say, why? Well, Yah tells us why in the 30th verse of the same chapter. He said, that's all right. He said that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. He makes them fat for the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of Yahweh's wrath. Now that's what Yah is going to do with the wicked. He's going to destroy them. Job 31:3, is not destruction to the wicked and strange punishment to the workers of iniquity. You tell me that destruction is appointed unto the wicked. That's why Yah has set up governments that are wicked. And what comes out of the governments is governments are wickedness. That's all comes out. Wickedness. Their policies are wicked. Their practices are wicked. What they do, everything they do is wicked. Wicked. It has no law. Nothing is governed at all. For he is setting them up for the kill, as I would say. He's setting them up for the big boom. And he's going to lay the hammer upon the wicked. He has set us in the midst of this, that our minds will be turned to his truth, his Torah. We understand what he is doing. And that we will not be moved away from that, but our minds will be stable and steadfast. For we have confidence in his truth, in the word of Yah. This is a wicked generation. The world is wicked. They don't know the Ahava. They don't love you. They don't love your sons and your daughters. They don't love you. This is a false world. Their actions are false. Their speech, their attitude is just false. It is. There's nothing genuine there. So Yah says to Israel, I want all of my essentials, my qualities, to be amplified in you. That's why he tells us to greet one another with a kadosh kiss. That's difficult, isn't it? Because we're full of flesh. We have enmity against what Yah commands. We don't like what he tells us to do. That's the truth. We like doing things our way. And there's a way that seems right unto us. But the end of that way is destruction. And that's what he's going to do with the wicked. He's fattening them up to destroy them. And he's going to bring them down to the belly of hell. And he is going to destroy the wicked workers of deceit and corruption. Dawid says in Tehillim 55:1, I want to show you something here. Because the wicked, you will know the fruit of the wicked. You know that this government is a wicked government. Tehillim, Psalms 55, verse 1. He says unto Yah, give your ear unto man to fear my prayer. Hear me, O Yah. And he says to Yahweh, do not hide yourself from my cry, my supplication. Verse 2, attend, pay attention, attend, observe your attention upon me and hear me. He said, I mourn in the midst of my derision, my complaint, and I make a noise. He said, because of the voice of the enemy, of the Rasha, the wicked, because of the oppression, the Akhan of the wicked. That's what the wicked does. Even your wicked thoughts oppress you, brothers and sisters.
Will you allow your mind to become ruler by the wickedness of your thoughts that are not based or governed by the Mishnah, the Torah of Yah? Did you become oppressed? You pressed out. You can't get up. You sense that. Nobody's going through what you're going through like hell. The whole world, everybody is in derision. They're toiling. Well, you don't understand, I have no husband. How many women you think got husbands? They have no man to comfort. Your comfort is Yeshua. Abiding under the law, the Torah of Yah. You could be in India without a husband. Living on the street with a plastic sheet. Can't even eat. This is a damnable wicked generation. This nation is the cauldron of all wickedness. She's a wicked nation. She's a vile nation. America's a vile nation. So don't we see the most wicked of men walking with this nation? We will see Mr. President Bush comes out with Mr. Omar. They rocked and tore up that country of Lebanon. You cannot even be the prime minister in Lebanon unless you are a Shiite. You cannot be the president. You cannot be the president unless you're a Shiite Christian. You must be a Christian. Have it wrong. You cannot be the prime minister unless you're a Shiite. Now these are what laws that this nation oppose upon other nations. And so you will see Mr. Bush comes out to do his little presentation at the most wicked of men, at the most cruel governments of Kim in China or in Korea. And all these men serenade with him and they pump it up, don't they? They show them royal treatment. When the vilest of men are in power, then the most wicked men stand by them. The most wicked men. He will go to these nations and promote their lies of democracy. And China oppresses their people. Poverty there, it is beyond abject poverty. A young little nation over here called Cuba. Because Mr. Fidel Castro kicked the dogs out, kicked them out, that they could have the wealth of their country, they have battered the man down, they have ridiculed the man, they have torn down the man's character, and America's wicked. You don't tell them you don't pay taxes, they will take it. Don't pay it and see what happens. All right? Let them say, don't lie to the government, see what they do to you. Tell them a little lie and see what happens. Tell them. And see what they do. You're going to jail, period. No second chance on that. You're going to jail, period. This nation is worse than communists. It's worse than a communist, a true form of community. Communism was what they call a true form of common unity or a sense of caring for the people as a whole. This nation cares for nothing. And that's why the children are that way. They don't care for the parent. The scripture says that children have become the oppressors. Are not they oppressing this generation? Yes, they are. The women rule over today. They rule over the emotions of their husband, their feelings. They can't even get the right because the wives rule over. That's not Yah. That's the wickedness there. Come on, daughters. I'm telling you all that. There have been many men driven from their homes because of your mouths. Only thing you have to do is have a quiet and a meek ruach spirit. Hallelujah. And then the lion dog you went to, he wanted you for himself, so he told you, lie, just leave him. And then he's creeping in there at 10 o'clock at night, and you sense this loneliness, and you find yourself doing something that's wrong. These dogs do that. Hallelujah. What about that prosecutor down there in Florida? Put all these people in jail. He flies from Florida to Chicago to have a liaison with a five-year-old child. What a dog. What a dog. Put many men in prison that were not even guilty. He flies up to Chicago, set him up. It was in him all the time. Hallelujah. That just doesn't happen overnight. A man begins to do that. This is a wicked nation. We cannot be a part of. We must come out of this nation and all nations. We must be governed by the Torah of Yah. And what they ask us to do, it is not an oppressive thing to us. Because it does, if it runs contrary to the Torah, we will not do it. We will obey the Torah.
And so that's why we pray for those that are in power and rule, that we can live a quiet and a life of shalom in the midst of a wicked nation like this nation. It is a wicked nation. And no one wants to challenge it. These lion dogs, the Benny Hens and all that, they're getting filthy rich. They're not going to say anything about it. Hallelujah. There's a daughter that writes to me. She sends tremendous offerings. She began to listen. And she says to me, Pastor Roberts, my whole situation, my marriage, my husband, it has changed because I've become submitted unto the Torah of Yah. And I bless you, I've given to the TBNs, the Benny Hens, and the TD Jakes, and the snakes, and the creeping dollars. And she says, I'm going to give to Yahweh's congregation, and I will see. And she's within 3 or 4 months, her whole life has been transformed, has been changed. What does Pastor Robert scar her? Of course I do. Try to cut her head off like I do with your head. Ain't nothing in our heads but mess. We need the head of Yahshua. He needs to be our head. We got mess in our heads. That's what's messed us up. Bunch of mess. Get it right. Hallelujah. Let me read a few more scriptures before I close. Hallelujah. This is the word of Yah. It says in Mishli, Proverbs 3. And we are an envious generation. We envy the wicked. It says in Mishli 3, Proverbs 3, verse 31. The words of wisdom says, envy you not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward or the perverted is an abomination to Yah, but his secret is with the tzaddikim, the righteous. The curse of Yah is in the house of who? But he blesses the habitation of the wicked. He blesses the habitation of the tzaddikim. The curse of Yah is in the house of the wicked, right? Is this government one a wicked government? Has the world, the Olam, been given into the hands of the wicked? So is there a curse in this nation? The families are cursed. Your sons and your daughters, mama, you that have the ability or the strength of Yah to maintain your daughters and your fathers, your sons on the right course. You better fall down every night and bless Yah. In a cursed nation like this, that draw your children from the breast of the milk of your sincerity, of your love, and draw them to a false illusion, you better fall down. You don't choose the ways of the oppressor. You don't walk like the Americans. You don't walk like the Russians. You walk like Yahshua. Choose under the ways of the oppressor. He curses. His curse dwells in the house, the bayit of the wicked. But he blesses the habitation, the dwelling place of the tzaddikim, the righteous. Who are they that are righteous? Who are righteous? By our works, whom Yah has justified. You elected them, they're mine. But he's not doing anything worth him, he's still mine. That one. But look at him, he's going to meet the mark. Just like Shaltan, he went when the sons of Yah came to give Yah the report. Yah knows everything. They came and said, Eob Yisrael, she's having her struggles. The sons and daughters, they are performing rituals of idolatry. Yah says, I'm going to give them over into the hands of the Philistines. I'm going to give them over unto the Hittites. I'm going to allow the Jebusites to oppress them. And I'm going to bear their nakedness. And I'm going to allow them to cause them to be destroyed. Send the Jebusites against the Hittites. But yet, the true remnant of Israel, Eob, he set steadfast and he's assured. Shaltan came and says, I know you got a hedge about him, but if you let the hedge come down, he would curse you to your face. Yah says, he's going to reach the mark. What I will do, Shaltan, I'll give him into your hands. He has given us into the hands of the powers of hell. Come on, my brothers and sisters. This is the wicked government. He said, but there's one thing you cannot do. You can do everything you want to. You can abuse him, you can bruise him, you can take his children, but you cannot touch the life of the testimony in him, the witness of the promise of hope that I put in him, you can't touch that. Touch his body, touch everything, you can't touch that. How about that? That's his defense, nothing else.
I'm not going to fight for him. Nothing. You test everything. But that defense of that testimony, that's why many have fallen. They don't have the testimony of Yahshua. If not the Torah and the testimony of Yahshua is in them, they have no light. And see, Eob, he waited for the promise. He was waiting for that promise. Yes, he was. He said, touch everything but that. And the devil said, I tell you what, I like that. He'll crumble. Yah says, he's yours. And that's why he's given us over into the hands of this wicked government for a season. It's only for a short season. And we sense the oppression in our minds. You wake up in the morning, oppressed. You wake up in the morning, heart pressed. Yah tells us, rejoice. Even when you're pressing again, he said, just rejoice. What? Just act crazy in the morning. It'd be something. The wife get up and she just started leaping for joy. I said, what's wrong with you, woman? He promised to see like what Ella Martin just did. He started doing that. Maybe he may. Well, I said, well, you doing that. Woohoo! Don't try with me, Sister Roberts. Don't try it, because I know it's you. She will do that. I feel like doing that this morning. Let me get up first. Hallelujah. So he tells us what to do. Hallelujah. Let me close with this last verse. Yah is wonderful, isn't he? And I brought him for his Hamashiach, Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the character of the Ruach of a true believer of Yah. It says in 1 John chapter 3. In verse 11, for this is the Bizurah, the message that you heard from the Bereshit, the beginning, that we should love one another. That is the character of true Yisrael, that we love one another. Listen, verse 12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, that Rasha one. He was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. Well, if you hate your brother or sister without a cause, you are a murderer. That murdered his brother. And wherefore murdered he him? Because his own works were what? They were evil. And his brother's works were what? Sadiq. See, a righteous man, the Sadiq man of Yah, his works, his actions are Sadiq. And those that are murderers of the nature of Cain, they will murder their brothers and their sisters. And they will ostracize, they will belittle, they will try to destroy them. That's not Yah. Hallelujah. This world is given to the hands of the wicked. For season. For what? For our assurance. For the kingdom of Yah is going to come. And he's going to restore all things. All things. Hallelujah. The climate, the air, everything. Everything is going to be restored. Hallelujah. He's going to restore all things. And we're going to dwell here upon this earth. Well, I don't believe that. You don't have to believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah. Do you believe? How many of y'all believe 1 + 1 = 2? Come on, raise your hand. I want to see. 1 + 1 = 2. How many of y'all believe that? How do you know it's 2? Who am I, brother? Who says it's 2? You ask. You have to add 1 + 1. You don't want him to do that. It will not equate 2. All right. Hallelujah. It won't. Little that a Sadiq man has of righteous is greater than all the wealth of the wicked. So the shalom of Yah is greater than all that the wicked could ever offer. May Yah's shalom rest upon Yisrael. May barak you all. May your hearts be fat today and filled with the gladness of Yahshua HaMashiach. We bless you all. We do barak you all that are listening on the live stream as you join us here in the tabernacle, the Bayat of Yah. As we come to the close of this message, may his shalom and the Shabbat rest upon you. And Shabbat shalom to you. This Shabbat be one of a Shabbaton. So may he bless you all. Be encouraged, be strengthened. I'm looking for the wonderful things of Yah. Hallelujah. Yah barak you all. Be encouraged. I am. May his strength, may the power of Yahshua HaMashiach rest upon you all. He bless you all, elder, bind him in all you that are listening, wherever you're listening from. Shalom Yisrael. The blessings of Yah fill the body of Yisrael today. Come on, Brother Patrick. Y'all come sing for us. Our song, you that are listening first time, may Yah barak you. May his strength rest upon you mightily. And may this service today be a blessing. But this song is for you all. May he rich you are. May bless you all. Hallelujah. All right. For you, Israel. Your hands and shout hallelujah. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For all things we do berak you this day, Abba Yah, for the precious revelation of Yahshua the Lamb. So we ask you, strengthen Israel. Just bless Israel. Watch over us and keep us and preserve us in the tikvah, the hope of Yahshua. We ask all things in that precious name. Israel cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.